covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Cooper.
I was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around.
All right.
Sit out, run, brother, take my time.
Good to have you here. All right, so let me ask you if you buy this. I'm going to ask Colin here if he buys this too in a second. Colin's sitting in for Alex this week as the engineering master, the man driving the train from down in the holes below. Anderson Cooper. You know who Anderson Cooper is, of course. From CNN. He's been there forever. Gloria Vanderbilt's boy, if you wondered. He's claiming he was hacked. He's claiming his Twitter account was hacked. On Wednesday morning, Anderson Cooper's account tweeted the GOP. Excuse me, I need to back up one step. On Wednesday, Donald Trump, the president, tweeted that GOP Senate candidate Roy Moore worked hard in the Alabama special election, but that the deck was stacked against him. And then he tweeted, the reason I originally endorsed Luther Strange and his numbers went up mightily is that I said Roy Moore will not be able to win the general election. I was right. Roy worked hard, but the deck was stacked against him. Then Cooper's Twitter account replied this way. Oh, really? Question mark. You endorsed him, you tool! Exclamation point. Pathetic loser. So, oh, really? You endorsed him, you tool. Pathetic loser. All right. Nothing else came from Anderson Cooper's Twitter account. And in my experience, when people hack other people, they go to work, right? They kind of go to town on it, right? Colin, do you buy that, yes or no? If what now? Well, all right. So he thinks he might buy that. See, I don't buy it. I don't buy that Anderson Cooper's Twitter account got hacked and exactly one tweet came out calling... You know, calling Donald Trump a pathetic loser and a tool. I think it happened. I think Cooper's flat out lying. Here's the story. Here's the company line. Cooper also said he woke up to find out someone gained access to his Twitter account. Just woke up to find out someone gained access to my Twitter account. I think he woke up to realize he had too many cocktails the night before and said something out ridiculous on his Twitter account. Of course, Doug Jones won on Tuesday in Alabama. Alabama sending a Democrat to the Senate for the first time in 25 years because they didn't like Roy Moore. And again, I come back to this. If you really believe that this was a referendum on Donald Trump, I think you're in danger of overplaying your hand as a Democrat, as a liberal. You're in deep danger of way overplaying your hand. Seriously. Well, Republican, here's the other big thing you need to know today. And this is big. Republican leaders believe they have a tax deal in hand. The corporate rate will go to 21% instead of 20%. And the top individual rate will come to 37% instead of 38.5 or 39.6 or whatever else they had going on. But Republican leaders agreed to a revised tax plan that would lower the corporate rate from 35% to 21% and drop the top individual rate, as I said, to 37%. This is a big announcement. Luther Strange, I was listening to him yesterday. He's the senator that has been sitting in Jeff Sessions' seat from Alabama. He will be on his way out, but he says his last Christmas present to the people of Alabama will be this tax cut for everyone. The reductions for pass-through incomes, not as healthy as it was. The write-offs could be up to 20% instead of 23%. But it also said the top marginal tax rate for those with a pass-through business would be 29.5%, as I believe. Critics, however, reaffirmed and went after saying that this, of course, just shows that the rich will get richer and so on and so forth. Well, as it is now, the top 10% of Americans pay more than 80% of the taxes in this country. If you don't know that, you should, and I'm sure you already did. Senate Finance Committee Chair Orrin Hatch telling reporters, "We're going to talk about our members in conference at noon, so they're putting it all together. I'm confident this bill will pass next week," said John Cornyn of Texas. "Earlier is better." Republican sources familiar with the conference committee talks and negotiators are now just clearing up some of the details on paying for last-minute changes to the bill, which would lower, like I said, the top rate to 37%. The corporate rate will be 21%. It's a long way from 15, but it's a lot better than 25. It's a hell of a lot better than 35. It makes America competitive again on the world stage. Another adjustment, the bill would cap the popular mortgage interest deduction at 750. That's kind of a compromise. One of the bills headed at 500. One of them left it at a million. It'll be right in the middle down the line. Senate Republicans meeting midday in the Mike Mansfield room off the chamber floor. Mike Mansfield, that's what America needs today, a true conservative Democrat. That is the kind of person that could bring America together, I believe. Somebody that is strong in defense, fiscally responsible, wants to keep taxes and government under control, might be a little bit more freewheeling when it comes to cultural issues. But I do believe if there was a blue dog Democrat, a true blue dog Democrat, conservative Democrat, that would run for office, I think John Kennedy would fit a bill like that. Strong in defense, strong in the economy, strong in America, and a bit looser on social issues, cultural issues than I might like. But I think that would resonate with a great deal of American people. If there were a John Kennedy type Democrat today, that would appeal to a great deal of American people. That's my observation. That's my belief. At any rate, Ron Johnson, one of the early opponents of the tax bill in general, now a big fan. I don't think there's going to be any doubt that this is going to be a very pro-growth tax package. He's on board. We'll see how this plays out, but he's on board. It's Thursday, a snowy Thursday, a wintry Thursday on the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.